Welcome to the Health Story Collaborative podcast. By collecting, honoring, and sharing stories of illness and healing, Health Story Collaborative strives to keep the patient voice alive in healthcare. We believe that stories have the power to transform and to heal. By harnessing the healing power of stories, our goal is to empower individuals and families facing health challenges and to make the process of navigating illness less isolating. Our stories are a celebration of our shared humanity and of hope, resiliency, and dignity. Today's story features Vinny, who speaks courageously about living with and recovering from opioid addiction. Our interview took place in 2015. Vinny describes himself as a toothless 60-year-old junkie. He can find humor in these facts now, dentures in place, only because he's finally climbed out of what he calls his foxhole of hell. Thanks to the help of his physician and to the medication Suboxone, which he started just a few months before we spoke. Once just a regular guy from Revere, Vinny's now a recovering drug addict. For over 28 years, Vinny was prescribed opiates, oxycodone, oxycontin, Dilaudid, among others, for a chronic pain condition. He never intended to abuse these medications, but his doctors kept prescribing higher and higher doses to manage his difficult-to-control pain. And without quite knowing what was happening, he became an addict. He stopped caring about anything except opioids and finding his next dose of medication. His marriage fell apart. He missed opportunities to spend time with his only daughter as she grew up. He became estranged from friends. He stopped taking care of his body and lost his teeth. He gained 100 pounds and developed diabetes, heart disease, and arthritis. He fundamentally lost his will to live and contemplated suicide for years. Ultimately, it was the pharmacist who put a stop to Vinny's opioid use by refusing to fill his prescription after witnessing years of dose escalation. This led to the relationship with his current doctor, an addiction specialist, a slow tapering of the narcotics he'd been taking for years, and the initiation of Suboxone therapy. Life has changed for the better for Vinny. Let's listen.
Really didn't have a problem until I came into contact with long-term pain. This started with a head injury where I lost my eye, and well, the eye still there, but I mean, it really got damaged a lot, and I'm blind in that eye, and you know, I guess from that initial blow, I immediately started to have severe headaches as soon as I woke up. I sustained something called chronic migraine and neuralgia, you know, really bad migraine headaches. I wouldn't come out of the house. The sun really bothers me. Even talking, it will trigger a headache. My pain issues became so bad that 28 years ago, they started me on liquid morphine. And I haven't been off opiates other than maybe 10 days since that time. I constantly have to be on some sort of narcotic to control that pain. And the pain just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And they just kept prescribing more and more, more and more, you know, higher and higher doses. The main concern was the pain. And then from the pain, my next concern, which became the main concern, was the addiction. You know, it grew into that. My brother died from alcoholism at the age of 32, and he was my best friend, you know, and we're only a year and a half apart, so I was 30 and 6 months when he died, and he had been to detox like several times, and it just didn't work, and he had three children and a wife, and I go, what makes you do that, like go and just throw everything away and you have to drink? He goes, I don't know. A little man runs up my arm, starts screaming in my ear, so all I can hear is his voice, and I have to obey him, and I have to immediately go and get alcohol. Nothing can stop it, nothing. And I didn't know what he was talking about until they put me on Dilaudid. the pharmacist used to give me like a hard time. He'd make me wait all day, sometimes to the next day. And one time he made me wait, and all of a sudden I just started to vomit uncontrollably. And I was in the bathroom, and the next thing I know, I had diarrhea. And at that point, I knew I was addicted. How long I had been addicted, I don't know, because I never ran out. And I really stopped taking care of myself over 10 or 12 years ago. I mean, when the addiction really hit home. Today, I have diabetes. I gained 100 pounds. Is that caused from this? I don't know. If you're taking 1,560 milligrams of opiates every day, what are you going to do? Sit in the couch and eat? I think so. You're not going to be moving around. You're not going to feel like doing anything. On top of that, I have obstructed sleep apnea with 19-second cardiac pauses. I have congestive heart failure and arthritis. I need two new knees now. You stop caring, and I really was contemplating suicide. The pain was atrocious, and the higher the dose went on the pain meds, on the opiates, like the worse the pain felt. It started to enhance the pain instead of helping it. It was like everything was wrong. I was devoid of any life. It was just opiates. I was no longer me. It took me over. It was like, Invasion of the Body Snatchers. I mean, you're gone. You're dead. You have no life anymore. It's just an opiate existence. You're just consumed with getting opiates into your body. If I was on opiates, if you asked me how many pills I had right now at this particular time, and I don't even know what time it is right now anymore, but I could tell you how many pills I had either in my pocket or at home. Just like that. That fast, I could tell you how many pills I had left, when I have to go to the pharmacy, how much time I had to my next fill on my prescription. To me, that felt normal. And I stayed that way for years and years and years until about 2 years ago, it became a problem. The pharmacist refused to fill the prescription. He says, Vinny, I can't fill this. I don't care. Go back to your doctor. I'm not going to fill this. Hopefully, I'm saving your life. And he did. And I actually went back and thanked him. So they started cutting back, and I met Dr. Bear because he is an addiction specialist. And what they did is they started to taper me. We cut every month. So every new prescription, instead of getting prescriptions every 5 or 6 days, I was getting them monthly now. Cut. Every month, withdrawals. And they would just start to get better. Withdrawals again because we lowered the dose again. It was hard because I didn't want to give those opiates up. I was afraid. That was my lifeline. That's all I had. That was all I cared about. Over the 2.5 years, I got down to 315 milligrams of opiates a day, and I couldn't go any lower. It was like hitting a brick wall. And I would suddenly go into really vicious withdrawals. Vomiting, shaking, sweating, heart rate of over 110, totally dehydrated, convulsing almost, muscle cramps. It's like being a baby, like you need a diaper. Man, it was horrible. It was unbelievable what I was going through psychologically, physically, and I couldn't go any further. And Dr. Bear says, Vinny, you got to trust me. You got to try the Suboxone. So they brought me in the hospital. The withdrawals were horrible. There was a plan, of course. He told me everything that was going to go on, everything that was going to happen. He had people from the pain unit coming down. I must have seen 15 doctors the first night. And a couple of times I almost ran out of the hospital and ran home because I had opiates at home. Well, two things saved me. One was the Bible, and one was the doctor's care. He was hands-on. He came to see me every 25 minutes. He was constantly there, constantly mentoring me, telling me it's going to be okay. And he knew what my kind of personality, if you talk to me, I would forget about the pain a little bit, and I would forget about withdrawals, and I would talk, even if it was 10 minutes or an hour. He would just let me keep going. He actually meditated with me one day in my room for like an hour. We meditated together. I mean, he was willing to do anything and everything to get me to change. And I'm so glad I did it. But the transition takes time because all your receptors are screwed up. And, it's like a nut and bolt. It has threads and you screw it on and you tighten it down, it stays. Well, when your receptors, pain receptors and neurons are all screwed up, they're just passing each other. It's like having a nut and bolt that's just totally stripped and that thing's just floating on there, falling off, and your tires are going everywhere. You can't do anything. But now it's starting to work, and I feel so much better. The Suboxone is so different from the opiate. You don't lose your memory. You have better pain control. I never got this kind of pain control from any of the other opiates that I tried. Even if I forget to take a dose tonight when I go to sleep, it doesn't bother me tomorrow morning. I don't wake up in the middle of the night sweating or craving anything. There's no cravings. I don't even know how many I have. I don't know when my next prescription is. I don't care. I'm too happy enjoying life. I'm getting up today and I'm smiling. I have a smile on my face. I want to go out. I want to be the idiot on the elevator who can't stop talking. You know, that's me. That's who I am, and I love people. My whole persona has changed. The thoughts about life, the thoughts about living, the thoughts about what I'm going to see in the next 5 or 10 years. It's like an awakening, just the clouds. There's a new building going up in Boston. It's amazing to see all the growth that's going on in the city, how much, you know, coming over the Zakin Bridge and the Tobin Bridge, just to see all that life around you that I almost threw away. Just seeing the sunrise, like sometimes I set my alarm and I'll set it and I'll just get up like a half hour before sunrise, go get a cup of coffee because I live right on the beach, and then just sit there and wait for it to come up. Whatever you're into, you know, reach out and get that help. You know, reach out to the person closest to you, to your own God, you know, to a doctor, to a nurse, anybody. You know, just reach out to somebody and tell them you need help, you know, and get the help. And switch, because there is life after opiates. There really is.
The opioid addiction crisis, and particularly the frightening increase in unintentional fatal overdoses over the past decade, has been big in the news recently. In 2015, more Americans died from drug overdose than died in the Vietnam War. Overdose is now the leading cause of accidental deaths, surpassing deaths related to both firearms and car accidents. At present, approximately 5 Massachusetts residents die each day due to opioid overdose. As Vinny's case highlights, prescription medications are a major part of the epidemic. So how do we fix this problem? One possibility, relevant to Vinny, is consideration of one of the medications available to treat opioid addiction, including methadone and Suboxone. As it is, these medications are underutilized, in large part because they're controversial. Both opioids themselves, some argue that taking Suboxone or methadone is just replacing one addiction for another. Some people stay on them for life, while others use them as a bridge to recovery and then stop. Though they provide a milder and therefore safer high, they're habit-forming and have street value. But data clearly show that these medications are saving lives, decreasing the spread of infectious diseases, decreasing criminal behavior, and improving social functioning among addicts. And Vinny's story certainly argues in favor of Suboxone. It gave him his life back. Thank you for listening and joining our community of health story exchanges. If you're interested in telling your story or learning more about Health Story Collaborative, visit our website at www.healthstorycollaborative.org.